Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
That's heartbreaking. It's back to the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy.
Of getting what I need.
7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the work for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend. ProfitPro.us is his website. You can find his books on profitability there. I encourage you to check those out. And, Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 19 great years. He's been with us, folks. He's the original, one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust, and he, that makes him very special to us. Steve, thanks again.
Jim, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. I really appreciate the work that you do for our businesses.
Thank you. Well, you're always welcome here. So, folks, we're talking about mining profits, mining profits, and finding it stuck in little nooks and crannies in your balance sheet. Steve, what else? Where else can we go?
Well, Jim, we've talked about going into your warehouse and your supply closets and looking at what's tangible and whether or not it's generating value for you or whether you don't know. And you talk about figuring out how you can turn that into cash. The other element you have to look at is intellectual property. It may or may not be on your balance sheet, whether you own a patent or a trademark or something like that. So the dollars may not be there, but the reality is that we all have intellectual property that makes our businesses run. Our, at the very least, right. It's our customer list, and then of course,
how do they appear on a balance sheet?
Well, they would show as intellectual property, intangible.
Mm-hmm. You don't see that much on balance sheets these days. I mean, up until recently, you didn't see that much, did you?
No, you
years
don't.
Ago, about years ago, when you and I were looking at them back in the 90s, for example, you didn't see IP on websites on balance sheets that much.
And you still don't. It's improving, but you still don't, because quite often the cost of generating hasn't been capitalized.
Well, and another thing is the banks are the ones who you show your balance sheet to the most, and they often are a little stingy about IP credit.
Absolutely. It's so hard to value that they don't want to consider it as an asset.
I've been asking banks for years, how are you going to file a UCC on a website? No, but they haven't given me an answer
right.
yet.
But, you know, you bring up a great point. Quite often the value in a business, it may be that website, that intangible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the services that you've created and packaged in one way or another. And otherwise they're invisible and may be invisible on the balance sheet. But you have to sit down and determine whether or not the value of that service that you've packaged and created some time ago, invested substantially in, is still of value.
Right.
Which bucket does it go in? It's the keeper, it's the loser, or the let's fix it or figure
right.
out what's going on with it.
Right.
Because in quite often, particularly for service businesses, and we're seeing more and more of those, you've got to determine whether or not you want to keep the portfolio that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got an obsolete service sitting on your website or in your portfolio, what message does that send to your potential client base?
Right, right. That's exactly right. And some of the assets, the way you protect them costs money. So you might
Absolutely.
Want to decide what to reinvest in perpetuating it, that sort of thing. So that's a really Steve Martin kind of thing to learn about, folks, for intellectual property. Most people are not smart enough to know to talk to you about that. So, Steve, I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, you take a look at something. Maybe you were doing consulting for $250 an hour on a particular product
mm-hmm.
or service, and you see that the demand for that is diminishing and the competition is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do? Do you write it off and throw it away? Well, no. That's an asset. May or may not be on that financial balance sheet, but you could consider looking at packaging in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing one-on-one consulting, you could do group training, group
right.
consulting.
Right.
In another
maybe it's time to create a video series and sell it that way.
Absolutely. Perfect. And the other thing you could be doing is writing a book, creating white papers and other documents and selling those.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because those add to your portfolio rather than diminishing from it. And, of course, squeezes some cash
and, I'll tell you something
and profitability.
Else. I really like the idea of putting some IP on your balance sheet, because you're going to have to train your banker how to value that for you. You're going to have to show them how this asset right here, this is how I'm making this revenue and this profit. Once you train them like that, they'll start giving you credit for it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Steve, we got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks for 19 great years. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.